been 23,702 days since the NASCAR Cup Series last race here in Wisconsin at Road America. Green flag in the air.
Larson's going to jam it in. Here he comes. Way hot. He'll grab the lead before they get to the spot. He'll overshoot five. He's off the course.
On their feet at Road America as Chase Elliott dive bombs to the inside of Matt DiBenedetto. New leader, Chase Elliott in turn three.
Oh, and here comes Bowman. He's going to jam Larson. He's going to spin him in five. Around goes Larson.
Up the hill, checkered flag is out. Everybody is on their feet. Chase Elliott has won here this afternoon in Wisconsin. His seventh road course win.
Hello again and welcome to Selling Speed, the podcast. I am your host, Bob Quick. And for the July 2021 edition, we're looking at a great idea. By including NASCAR in the outside promotion that you're already doing. You know, years ago, promotional budgets were slashed, if not completely eliminated. Over time, it's become more and more difficult to promote your main format, let alone the NASCAR programming that you air on your radio station. Sure, using recorded and live promos across the cluster of the stations that you own does help, but I ran across an opportunity recently that makes a ton of sense, and it gets your products in front of people that may not already be listening to your stations. Best of all, unlike buying TV ads or billboards or newspaper ads or any other outside promotion, you completely control it and make all the revenue from it. It started with a phone call from station owner Dennis Jones. Dennis owns 18 stations in Central Georgia, two of which are 20-year NASCAR affiliates with MRN. They are located along the I-16 corridor between Macon and Savannah. He's a busy guy traveling weekly between his markets and his corporate home base in Atlanta. Across his products, in five of the markets that he owns, he carries high school and college football, the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, and NASCAR Racing from MRN and PRN. That's a lot of time doing sports play-by-play if you add it all up. Now, 5 years ago, Dennis started a printed fall football guide to promote his coverage of all the high school football teams that his stations covered to add revenue and to promote his stations. Great idea, right? High school and college football are incredible moneymakers in the Southeast. This year, Dennis approached me, plus his other professional sports properties, to be included in an expanded fall football and sports guide. He called me to see if we could provide content from an MRN announcer in the form of an article to be included in a NASCAR section in the guide. He would also include a schedule of the NASCAR Cup Series playoff races, since the article would be a playoff preview because the distribution of the printed guide falls perfectly at the start of the NASCAR playoffs. Now, is this a revolutionary idea? Probably not, but it is a great example on how you can include your NASCAR coverage in something that you're already doing to promote your products. Dennis told me he kicked himself because he hadn't thought of it sooner. I sat down with Dennis via phone to talk about his fall football and sports guide, and as we continue to work from home here at the headquarters of the Motor Racing Network, technical difficulties stopped me from actually recording his portion of the program, but luckily I took enough notes to be able to share some of his insights about his fall football and sports guide. I asked him, what made you decide to air racing in your markets? Dennis told me that there are local racetracks in all the markets that he owns, so he knew that there were racing fans listening to his radio stations. NASCAR had always been a revenue generator for him in those markets. And I quote, he says, "It's good programming too. If you really listen, it's completely seamless how each announcer passes the broadcast from one another around the track." And I got to agree with him on that, but I'm also biased. I asked him about his idea to include NASCAR and his other sports in an expanded fall football and sports guide. And he told me that including all the sports that they carry in the guide helps them cross-promote their sports to fans of all kinds of sports. The guide has evolved over the years, and that they've learned more and expanded it to include more than just high school football. Then I switched the conversation to how it's sold to his local clients. Dennis told me that the business owners who buy NASCAR are fans too. For some of their clients, it's included in their sports packages, but it's also sold separately. He uses it to get print buyers and convert them to radio. It's a way to get doctor's offices, lawyer's offices, and other service industry type clients that are used to buying print to buy advertising from his radio stations. Some of the clients have been converted to regular radio clients, and others are just a seasonal buy, but it's money that they wouldn't get otherwise without the fall football and sports guide. For instance, they have a company in one of their markets that manufactures digital scoreboards for high schools and colleges. That company buys into the guide and even provides content for it. And it's a great example of a company that would probably never buy traditional radio. The key is he uses the guide to drive new business, capture seasonal or non-traditional business, or upsell his regular clients. Distribution is done at each of the sponsors who buy into the guide, plus all the high schools that are listed in it. They promote where to pick up the guides on the radio, and they're expanding this year to 6,000 copies, which are free to the reader. 5 years ago, they started with 5,000 and found out that they could probably double that production. However, he likes the sense of urgency for people to go get their copy because the locations have almost always run out. He says, when we started this, we chose quality over quantity. It has a nice look and feel to it, like a good quality magazine. It's the same publication in each market. Most schools play one another, so the listeners are familiar with all the high schools that are included. I asked him, has he thought about selling ads to private schools that are included in the magazine, or maybe thought of some way to close the loop and collect information on the readers of the publication to build an email database or mine those readers for more advertising possibilities? He says, well, I have now. That's a direct quote. Funny how you get so close to an idea and the day-to-day execution of it that you can miss other opportunities. So I'm glad to help Dennis think bigger on this project that's continually grown over the years. I asked about his costs and if he contracts with a separate design firm and printing company, or are they both combined, just kind of the nuts and bolts of how he puts it all together. And he said that they started with a quasi-in-house designer, a person that had a connection to the area and the station, but lived out of town. He also has used an out-of-town, in fact, out-of-state printer on the suggestion of that designer, but he recently has found local options for both design and printing to keep that money local. He budgets about $7,000 and expects to make 10 times on that investment through his advertising efforts. Billing can be all up front. It can be over the months of distribution, which is August through October, or in some cases, some clients have requested monthly charges over the span of the year. But to do that, they have to authorize and provide a credit card number so that they're not chasing after that billing. I asked Dennis if he had some advice for a station who was looking into possibly doing this idea in their market. He said, include some unique content for the area to make it a must-have publication. For example, last year, they included a spread about a local play-by-play announcer who had passed after decades of calling high school games. Next year, they expect to add a section on fall hunting because hunting is so big in their markets. And it also opens up so many more categories of sponsors that could advertise in the guide. Well, I appreciate Dennis spending some time with me and explaining to me how his fall football and sports guide works, and sharing that idea with the rest of the Motor Racing Network stations. You know, this idea could be copied in almost any market, and it's a great example of how you can include NASCAR in your outside promotion that you're already doing to help raise awareness of your products and what you air on them, including our programming from Motor Racing Network. And now my favorite part of the podcast, where we take a look at a featured team member. This month, we're going to take a look at Dan Hubbard. Dan Hubbard is a turn booth announcer for Motor Racing Network, and he's lived in Southern California his entire life. Dan used to call amateur drag races in the parking lot of Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. He says they're car crazy in Southern California, but it wasn't always a hotbed for NASCAR. Thank goodness for Riverside International Raceway, where Dan first picked up a microphone on turn six. He called that turn for SCCA races on Riverside's PA system back in the early 80s, and it was a great road course for anyone who ever raced on it. When Motor Racing Network heard Dan's delivery on the PA, they gave him a call and asked him to join the network. He says, "I've traveled a lot of this country and met some great people and drivers as a part of the NASCAR scene for over 10 years. It's been very exciting." And that does it for Selling Speed, the podcast for July 2021. I hope you can take some of this information straight to the street and come up with your own printed guide, possibly, or another way to incorporate NASCAR into what you're already doing to promote your radio stations in the market. Remember, you can sign up for free and subscribe for this podcast to be found in your mobile device as soon as we post it each month at all of the major podcast platforms. I'm Bob Quick for Motor Racing Network. Happy selling.